Intro. This lesson walks you through building a DJ tool in Ableton Live 12 that nails a Goldie-style electrical hum, a low, harmonic, slightly beating texture, combined with crisp percussive transients and dusty mid-band character. We'll use only Ableton stock devices and a simple resampling workflow, so you finish with a loopable WAV and a live set you can tweak on the fly. Lesson goal. By the end you'll have an 8-bar loopable bid with a solid low fundamental hum, tight transient hits that read on club systems, targeted mid grit that sounds aged without smearing attack, and a DJ safe stereo layout with mono low end. What you'll build: a single loop that's low and harmonic with subtle beating, a punchy transient layer, mid focused saturation and grain, and a routable set with resampled WAVs for DJ use. Step by step walkthrough. Follow this in Live 12. Session setup: start a new live set and set the BPM to a drum and bass tempo you like. 174 is a good starting point. Create two tracks, a MIDI track called Hum and an audio or simpler track called Transients. Group both into a group named Goldie Hum Tool. Build the low electrical hum track. Wave-eatable, insert wave-eatable on the hum track. Create an 8-bar MIDI clip with one sustained note around C1. Feel free to go lower or tune by ear. The harmonic relationships matter more than exact HE. For an electrical character, you'll want harmonic beating, so tune and balance to taste. Oscillators. Osc A. Pick a rounded sign-like position for a clean fundamental. Osc B. Enable it. Choose a darker saw or square, and pull its level down to about 10-25% so it injects upper harmonics without dominating. Add slight attune on Osc B, 5-15 cents, or transpose it by a non-octave interval, for example +7 semitones, then lower the level to make beating between partials. Add subtle FM. Use B to modulate a small amount, around 2-10%, to introduce metallic electrical buzz. Keep this subtle. Harmonic richness, not harshness. Filter and motion. Use wave-eatable's filter in bandpass or a low pass with moderate resonance. Aim to focus energy between roughly 80 and 400 Hz. Add a very slow triangle LFO modulating the filter cutoff at a low rate around 0.10-0.4 Hz to create a micro wobble that reads as live electrical motion. Clean up the low end after wave-eatable, insert EQ8. High pass gently at about 25-35 Hz to protect subs and PA. If you need space for a kick later, a very slight dip around 60-80 Hz can help. Add utility after EQ and plan to mono the low frequencies later. Keep the low centered for DJ safety. Add the crisp transient layer transients track. Create a short transient hit using simpler in one-shot mode or a drum rock pad with a tight click/snare top sample. Set an amplitude envelope with a fast attack and short decay. Experiment from 40 to 200 ms and no sustain. This produces a crisp percussive click that sits up front. EQ the click. High pass around 500 Hz if you want it very high, or leave broader for more body. Add a narrow boost between 2 and 5 Hz of about +3 to +6 dB to emphasize the bite. Program the hit sparsely. One per bar or every half bar is useful for a DJ tool. Combine and preserve transient clarity. Place both tracks in the Goldie Hum Tool group. After the group devices, add a compressor to glue layers. Use a fast-ish attack of around 0.5 to 3 ms, medium release, and a gentle ratio of 2:1 to 4:1. To keep the initial click, consider setting the attack slightly slower so the very first milliseconds get through, or use parallel compression. Create a return called parcomp and put heavy compression on it, glue or compressor with higher ratio. Send 15-40% from the group to parcomp and blend it back in lightly to add body without crushing attack. On the transient track, you can use drum bus to push the transient knob for extra snap. Keep distortion low so you don't grind the hum. Create dusty mids the grit chain after the group. Build a dust chain in this order. EQ8 right arrow saturator, right arrow redux, right arrow echo optional, right arrow EQ8 final cleanup. Pre-saturated EQ. Use a gentle bell boost in the mid band where you want grit. Typically 250-800 Hz, about +1.5 to +4 dB. This focuses the saturation. Saturator. Choose analog clip or soft sign. Add 2-6 dB of drive and set dry/wet between 20-50% to taste. This is your main dust source. Redux. Add a small amount of bit/sample rate reduction to introduce grain and aliasing. Keep it subtle. Low, wet or light settings, so transients stay clear. Echo, optional and very subtle. Short delay times around 10-60 ms. Low feedback and a low pass on feedback adds analog flavor. Dry/wet should be low, around 10-25%. Final EQ. Tame harshness with a gentle low pass around 10-12 kHz and remove any honky bands around 1.53 kHz if needed. Stereo, NDJ safety use utility, or an M/S technique to mono everything below 150-200 Hz so the hum stays center safe. Widen the mids slightly with subtle chorus or a stereo widen on the mid/high content. Small amounts only. Frequently check in mono to avoid phase cancellations. Resample and bounce for DJ usage. Create a new audio track set to resampling or route the group output to it. Arm and record a clean pass of the 8-bar loop. Trim fades and normalize or adjust clip gain. Export a WAV at 24-bit and your desired sample rate 44.1 or 48 kHz. Optionally, add a final limiter to control peaks, but leave 36 dB of headroom for safety. Common mistakes to avoid: too much sub below 40 hz will be muddy and weak on club systems. High pass gently at 25-35 hz. Saturating everything before adding transients will smear attack. Do grit on targeted mids or use parallel. Applying redux broadly kills clarity. EQ into saturation and target a mid band. Widening low end causes mono collapse. Always mono below tilde 150-200 hz. Overcompressing before resampling can flatten clicks. Preserve attack with slower attack times or parallel routing. Pro tips: layer 2 hums slightly detuned with non-integer intervals to create musical beating without obvious LFO motion. Sidechain to a kick in your DJ set so the tool breathes with the beat. Automate mid-saturation drive across the loop for transitions. More dust into build-ups, less in breakdowns. Resample multiple variations. Dry, dirty, gated, low pass so you have performance-ready versions. Add tiny amounts of vinyl or room noise high pass at 600 hz for age and space. Use an audio effect rack with macros for dust amount, transient lull, low depth, width, and beat rate to perform live tweaks. Mini practice exercise: build an 8-bar loop in Live 12 using only stock devices that demonstrates the three pillars, the tuned beating hum waveable, a tight click simpler or drum rack, and a dusty mid-chain EQ right arrow saturator right arrow redux. Print an audio bounce. Then make two alternate bounces, one with heavy mid-drive and one clean. Listen on monitors or good headphones and note three differences in transient punch, mid-clarity, and perceived warmth. Adjust settings to keep the transient clarity consistent. Recap: you've created a goldy electrical hum by combining a harmonic waveable bed, a crisp transient layer, and a targeted dust chain. Keep the low-end mono. Use parallel processing to protect transient attack, and resample for DJ-ready WAVs. Save presets, bounce multiple variations, and use macros to quickly perform changes on the fly. That's the workflow. Open live, follow the steps, and iterate. Small changes to detune, saturation, and transient balance make the difference between a good tool and one that sits perfectly in a DJ set.